Into Coal Cave.
Josh was always calling his sister Allie a wimp. He thought she was scared of everything. "You are even scared of your own face in the mirror," he said. Allie was tired of being teased, so that's why she agreed to go with Josh into Coal Cave. Not many people like to explore Coal Cave. It was deep and dark and scary, but Allie was sure that if she could go into it, Josh would have to stop calling her a wimp.
"Ha! That's your face!"
Josh and Allie made their way down the steep slope after Marco, their guide. They pushed their way through the creepers that twisted around them like knotted ropes. Suddenly, Marco stopped. "In here," he said. "This is the entrance to the cave." Allie could see a small dark slit in the rock. She felt fear squeeze her chest, but she didn't want to turn back now. Not yet. "Suck your breath in," called Marco as he slivered like an eel through the slit. "I think she's scared." Inside the cave, it was very dark. Allie couldn't see anything except small puddles of light from her headlamp. "We have to go down into that hole to get to the floor of the cave," said Marco. "You can't say you've really been in Coal Cave until you touch the cave floor." Marco hooked a rope onto a rock and disappeared like an alley cat into the darkness. Allie heard the thump as he landed on the cave floor. "Down you go," said Josh. Allie's headlamp made spooky shadows dance on the cave wall. She felt fear squeezing her chest harder, but she took the rope and began to make her way carefully down to where Marco was waiting. Suddenly, there was a thump beside her. Josh had crashed onto the cave floor. His helmet had fallen off, and he had knocked a large rock from the wall. He was lying on the cave floor with his foot pinned under the rock. Marco and Allie tried to move the rock, but it wouldn't budge. "I'll have to leave you here," said Marco, "and go back for a lever." Allie sat down on the rock next to Josh. She should have been feeling really scared, but for once, she was not. She couldn't believe it. Why wasn't she scared? There was a hissing sound, and in the light from her headlamp, Allie saw little shapes running and leaping on the cave wall. They looked like goblins from a fairy story. "Vampire bats," whispered Allie to Josh. "We are in the cave of vampire bats." "What's that?" Josh pulled his jacket over his head. His voice was squeaky. "Don't look at them," he mumbled. "There are hundreds of them," whispered Allie. "They're hanging upside down with open mouths and grinning teeth," she said. "Some are running up and down the walls." Allie moved closer to Josh. "Are you scared?" she whispered. She could see Josh nodding under his jacket, and Allie grinned. "They're only small," she said, "but I suppose they could still slice us with those sharp teeth and lap up our blood." "Vampire bats? I think he's scared." Josh was lying under his jacket, pinned to the cave floor. He felt fear squeezing his chest. He had never felt fear like this before. Allie kept talking. "Don't think about them," she said. "Think about being at the beach on a hot day, There are no vampire bats, just sandhoppers. Small, harmless sandhoppers. Allie talked on and on about the beach until at last there was Marco, holding a torch and a steel lever.
I can't see a beach.
Marco shone the torch on Josh.
Are you okay? He said.
Get us out of here, quick! Shouted Josh. There are vampire bats all around us!
Marco laughed.
Vampire bats? There are no vampire bats in this cave. Just spiders and cockroaches sliding around on slippery walls. What made you think there were vampire bats?
In the dark, Allie grinned. She knew that Josh couldn't call her a wimp again, and she felt good.
No vampire bats?